Hi there. The word for you today is, you need a vision. James the Apostle writes, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. If your vision is to become as rich as possible, hoard every penny you make, and indulge your every want and whim, your vision is not from God. But if your vision is to succeed, use your success to bless others, and fulfill the purposes of God in the earth, then your vision is from God. When God called Abraham, he promised him three things. First, I will bless you. Second, I will make your name great. And third, you will bring a blessing or be a blessing to others. That's found in Genesis 12, verse 2. So understand this. Every worthy vision comes from God, whether or not it's related to so-called, quote, spiritual matters, and whether or not the person with the vision realizes the source of their vision. James the Apostle writes, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation or shadow of turning. We tend to compartmentalize our lives, to view God as having influence and relevance when it comes to, quote, spiritual visions, missions, and goals, but very little relationship to, quote, secular visions, missions, and goals. That's not so. St. Augustine put it this way, and I quote, let every Christian understand that wherever truth is found, it belongs to his master. God is the fountain of all truth and the source of all worthy visions. And since he gave you your vision, you must pour yourself into it every day. The psalmist writes, Psalm 32, verse 27, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity or success of his servant. Here's the word for you today. With God as your partner, expect to succeed, and you will.